The recession and the aftershocks of the September 11th attacks have taken a big bite out of state government revenues. Officials who only had been enjoying budget surpluses a year ago now have to decide how to deal with deficits, what programs to cut, or how to raise new funds. California has come up with a partial solution. Starting this week, Californians are paying more in state sales taxes. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
California's new quarter-cent sales tax hike will cost a family of four about $120 a year, according to the State Department of Finance. And in this state, where raising taxes can be political suicide, Republicans have seized on the issue to beat up on their Democratic rival, Governor Gray Davis. For the past week, they've run radio ads blasting the new sales tax.
Hey, Clyde! Tell Santa he's got another gift to deliver!
What are you talking about, Morton? Christmas is already over!
Yeah! But this is a little surprise for California taxpayers!
From Santa?
Nah, from Governor Gray Davis!
Wow, what is it?
A tax increase! And what a doozy! It'll blow the stockings right off the mantle!
In the ad, Santa's elves blame Davis for California's estimated $12 to $14 billion decline in revenues this coming year.
Wait a minute! I thought California had a $6 billion surplus when Gray Davis became governor!
It did, but he blew it!
The ads say the governor did not prepare enough for hard economic times. Rod Stutzman is a consultant for the state Republican Party.
When he came into office, the state was rolling in dough like it never had been before. And in fact, he instituted a tax cut because he had nothing else to spend money on. What he did not plan well for was that which was inevitable, and that was ultimately a downturn in an economy where those revenues of the great roaring dot-com days were not going to sustain themselves.
But in the ads, there's no mention that the sales tax hike was automatically triggered by a downturn in the economy. That's because of a 1991 law signed by then-Governor Pete Wilson, a Republican, which says state sales taxes must go up if reserves are too low. Political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy from the University of Southern California says this fact might be lost on those listening to the new ads.
Anytime you look like the guy who raised taxes, that's pretty dicey in California. Both Democrats and Republicans would prefer cutting the budget to raising taxes.
Bebich Jeffy says the current radio spots are capitalizing on the unpopularity of taxes to ignite a tough statewide political campaign. In his bid for re-election, Davis will be running against one of three Republicans who face off in a primary just 2 months from now.
What I think this ad does, more than anything else, is to throw out some red meat to the Republican faithful to begin to get them revved up in the next election.
The tax hike will add $1.2 billion in revenue, but that will still leave the state with a potential $12 billion hole in the budget. Governor Davis has already ordered a statewide hiring freeze, and he's proposed $2.2 billion in spending cuts across the board. Under this new plan, some of the most recently proposed education programs, for example, would be put on hold. The debates over the state budget begin this month. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.